What's up, guys? We are back for another episode of Here's the Sitch with Mike and Lawrence. I'm excited. I don't know about you guys, but we are as essential as fuck right now, bringing you another episode. Let's get it. Mr. Situation.
Yes.
Let's get it.
I'm here. I'm excited. I feel motivated and I feel positive to start out a new week in quarantine. Although I did just see something on the news that I am shooketh about.
Oh.
And not many things have been shooketh worthy to me lately with this quarantine. But this really messed me up in the head.
Well, do tell, because there was aliens on the news last week.
I don't fear the extraterrestrial. I fear what is called a murder hornet.
Oh my goodness. The murder hornets. From Asia, right?
Yes!
I seen it
How
all.
How did they get here?
I don't even know. I really think this could be some sort of conspiracy theory. First, it's a worldwide pandemic from... do we say China?
China. It originated there.
Yeah.
China.
Okay. So we're saying it. So, and now there's murder hornets in the streets. And... Listen, no one's talking about the aliens that were on the news last week.
I will graciously accept an alien in for coffee. We could have them as a guest on Here's the Sitch. I'll have some kind of translator. Mosey Johnson will translate their language to us. I would love to welcome the extraterrestrial. Anything instead of a murder hornet, okay? Oh. We are both actually huge fans of the Hunger Games.
Oh my God, very huge.
We love the Hunger Games. We spent so much time watching.
Well, I'll be honest, I feel like my life is very similar to the Hunger Games. And
but now I think we all can relate to feel like you're living in the Hunger Games. I saw a TikTok yesterday of Jenny McCarthy's TikTok.
Oh,
that
yes.
was amazing.
Yes,
and it was her being, what's her name from the Hunger Games? Welcome to the annual Hunger Games.
She did a
great job.
I actually did three good TikToks yesterday, but I want to interrupt our regular scheduling broadcasting because I just got another 5-star rating from Cameo.
You've been killing it on Cameo.
Yo, my game on Cameo, I did about 4 cameos today, and we're averaging like 2-3 cameos a day for the past 2-3 weeks. Which, listen, every little penny adds up in the pandemic, guys.
I have to say, his Cameo game has been on fire since we've been in quarantine. He joins, I think it was right around the holidays.
Yeah, I haven't been up for very long in Cameo.
No, but
I'm getting really good at them.
I feel like people are just home and looking for innovative ways to get messages across to people because you can't see anybody. So it's just like a fun way to send somebody a thoughtful message or Happy Mother's Day. He gets lots of birthday requests.
Yep.
So we're actually both on there. I get maybe like one a week or something. I average like a few a month, but Mike gets like 3 to 5 a day. It's crazy.
Oh my God. I get so excited when I go to sleep at night and there's like 3 cameos or 4 cameos waiting for me the next day. It's like the highlight of my day. I wake up, I shower. I'm like, oh my God, honey, I have cameos. And we're all home guys. You know, everyone's quarantined and staying at home and we should be doing that. You're saving lives right now. And that is what my life has come to, being very excited for cameos. And I'm very grateful that I can still make money from home. I mean, that's really the crux of the matter here.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of opportunity out there for people to be innovative in any kind of career.
My sister's
right
working
now.
From home.
Everyone's working from home. Everyone I know is working from home, except for, frontline people who have to be face-to-face in person. I mean, actually, our doctors, who obviously we don't have any emergencies happening, thank God, knock on wood, but our doctors do like FaceTime calls or that kind of stuff. If you have any questions, you can contact them via phone or text.
Yeah, we've been really busy, honey, in quarantine.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of press.
We're doing a lot of press. We do interviews for E! News, E-Pop, what did we do today? It was Chicago
for Banyan Treatment Centers, which we stay working and in the recovery streets.
Oh, I love it. I love
with
it.
Banyan Treatment Centers is our partner in that world, in that space.
So rewarding working in that space. It really is.
Honestly, I'm so grateful to my husband for giving me the opportunity to join him in our message to the recovery world because he's given me so many different unique opportunities in life. And I've been on TV shows with him. I've been to award shows with him. I've gotten to meet public people.
This is the most rewarding thing.
But that's what I was trying to get to because you read my mind. So being able to speak to people in treatment centers while they're feeling their lowest and doubting themselves and looking for any kind of person that they can relate to and help guide them. Mm-hmm. The feeling I get when we speak to those people in person and I can see like the light in their eyes of like a light switch going on or something changing or clicking and making sense for them and them being motivated to go out there and change their lives for the better. And start to, you know, lead by example. Like, that's the most unbelievable feeling I've ever gotten in my life when my husband lets me, you know, or has given me that platform to speak with people. And I'm so grateful for that. So thank you for giving
me that. Well, honey, it has transitions over the past couple of years. And it's not only addiction. It's more... we've transitioned into more mental health now. You know, it's addiction, it's depression, it's anxiety. It's just obstacles in general that people face in life. And I feel so, I don't know the word is, you know, not validating, but I just feel so...
you feel like you're on the right vibration in life.
Yes.
Like you're on the right path.
Exactly.
When you're doing the right thing, you have like these intangible feelings that... like you're being rewarded by the universe that like you're doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Yes.
And making your life purposeful while you're on this.
Exactly.
On this world. For
yeah.
A
I mean, listen,
time.
It's, you know, life is really crazy. A couple years ago, you know, people were saying, you know, oh, you know, you're never going to recover from, you know, active addiction. And then it turned out you're never going to stay sober. And then people said you're never going to last in recovery and you're never going to last on a TV show sober. I mean, people have been doubting me and my family for, you know, years. And now people are starting to say, you know what, like he's really doing his thing, you know?
Yeah, you're killing it. You're killing it and you're proving people wrong. And listen, that just goes to show that no matter what level of success you are at or at a lower level of just starting out, you're always going to have negative people and naysayers judging you or thinking that you cannot get to the next level. You cannot plateau. And even being successful, you have those people saying they're just, you just have to tune them out. They're never going to go away. But the more you retrain your thought process to tune them out and not go down that rabbit hole of thinking about them and acknowledging them and then responding to it.
I don't respond.
You have to just shut it out.
You're not gonna lose the weight. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's always gonna be something.
Yeah, it's always gonna be something. Exactly. And this is why we have this podcast today. It's the positive podcast you never knew you needed. You know, our fans and subscribers hit us up all the time about, you know, I don't know how, you know, I'm 40 pounds overweight and I don't know how to sort of lose the weight again and I'm in a bad relationship. And I just feel so awesome that we have this podcast to help people out there that are struggling with certain obstacles.
Yeah.
And what is an obstacle, honey? We've said it many times before. An obstacle
is a brilliantly disguised opportunity.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, the quotes are rubbing off. And we live by, you know, these quotes. And we really walk it like we talk it. I believe that, I don't think this is the first podcast, but this is like a listener-driven podcast. Every single week, we get on Instagram and we do a post on the story on my wife's Instagram, my Instagram, and Here's the Sitch podcast Instagram. And we ask the listeners, you know, to give us topics and questions. And we do that every week. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, we do that every week because we want to make sure we're bringing value to your life, and you're investing your time with us for about an hour a week every Tuesday with us. And we want to make sure we're giving you what you're looking for. I mean, we have so many different types of experience and different obstacles and different, you know, failures and successes that we've gone through.
Yep.
And we are very transparent. We've shared all of that on Jersey Shore Family Vacation. Even before that, we've shared all of that. And then going forward with our speaking with recovery centers, with Banyan Treatment Centers, and doing all the press we do to help shed a light on that world, we really don't hold back anything. There's nothing that we are ashamed of or embarrassed of, because it's all led us to where we are today.
It's really unbelievable, honey. We help high school kids in... we volunteer for the police departments for the high school kids. We speak to college kids. You know, we work for treatment centers today. I mean, the things that we are doing are just really very special and close to my heart. I'm very, very proud of us.
Yeah, me too. I wouldn't rather be doing anything else, which is so crazy because if you told me like 10 years ago that that's what I would be doing with my free time and also spending, working together with people doing that, I would be like, I don't even see my life going that way. Well, but it's amazing how your life plays out for you. And that's why that other big saying goes, you know, make plans and God laughs. Because you can have like a path of where you want to go and goals of what you want to accomplish, which you should absolutely have. But the end result, I think we talked about this last week a little bit, is always going to be where God is planning for you to be.
Well, it's recalculating. Another thing is just to never give up on yourself. You know, no matter what age you are and no matter what situation you're in, and you know, and like I said before, people hit us up all the time and, you know, I don't know how to lose the weight and I don't know where to start. The answer is to not look at the whole staircase, but look at the first step. Okay. And to start to get activity. And once you start to get activity, it's like a domino, and you know, you'll start to get activity every day. And the name of the game is progress over perfection. Mm. And that is the name of the game right there.
Our DMs, even before we started Here's the Sitch podcast, our DMs are just full of questions and inquiries about recovery, about relationships, about all different things. So we always like to give you guys a heads up. And today you guys sent some really great questions. So I'm going to kick
off. Oh my God, I have a really good one. I'm looking at it right now.
You go, because I don't know. Really good we didn't one. Usually we pre-check these, but we didn't pre-check. So yeah. I like when we don't always pre-check because I don't know what he's going to ask and he doesn't know what I'm going to ask.
I have such a good question here, and I've never really answered this one before. And I'm going to just forget about the murder hornets for a second because this is a really good question. It says, they want to know, did you ever relapse in order to be where you are today? Mm-hmm. And this is so awesome because, you know, I'm going on 5 years clean and sober in December, upcoming December. And what I've never disclosed to someone before or anybody listening, that I relapsed early on in my recovery when I was actually in rehab. I was actually in rehab recovering from drugs and alcohol. And my first 30 days of treatment, I was in there for 60. On the 30th day, someone came into the treatment and they smuggled in some drugs. And they asked me while I was in there. It was actually Christmas or Christmas.
It was Christmas Eve because that's your date.
Yeah, it was Christmas Eve. And I was like, man, no one's going to find out, you know. And I made the mistake. And I turned that L into a lesson because eventually, obviously, which you don't know, but I stayed 60 days in that treatment center, which, you know, I'm going on 5 years clean and sober in December. But it made me rethink why I even did, you know, relapse at that time period, because it was available. Obviously, you were very vulnerable, you know, in early recovery, especially while you're in treatment. But it's very important that you turn those L's into lessons. And that's what I did. I never looked back after making that one hiccup while I was in treatment. So this I've never, ever told anyone before. In the past 5 years, I have never. Am I right, honey?
Yeah, you've never shared that with anyone. Obviously knew about it, but it was really unexpected too because he was in treatment. So I remember getting that phone call and they couldn't necessarily logistically give me that information, but they really wanted to. And they were asking us to sign off on paperwork that, you know, would basically make it released through HIPAA that they could legally tell me he screwed up in there. And we decided not to do that because we were just trying to get him on the right straight and narrow. But he ended up calling me and telling me what happened, which I feel like was the beginning of him really like facing his mistakes and being honest with himself.
Yep.
Because whether he decided to tell me that or not, it wasn't going to change his path. Like, he needed to be honest with himself first and foremost. And that is why his sober date is Christmas Eve, because he went into treatment in early November. And he would have been getting out, but he
had It wasn't early November. I thought
well,
it was
mid-November.
Close,
It was close November to Thanksgiving. 15th. Or that week. Something around there. I remember.
Yeah, so technically, I would have an extra 30 days on my belt right now if I didn't relapse. But no.
I'm going to say something that's very frustrating to say. And it's a hard truth of recovery, but relapse is a part of addiction and sobriety. So it sucks. It's not something you strive for or want to have happen. However, does it mean that it's the end of your recovery? No. Does it mean that you can't get on the path again and stay that way for the rest of your life? Absolutely not. It is a part of addiction. And once you realize that this is a lifelong disease and you need lifelong treatment, then hopefully it would never happen again.
Well, you know what? They were thinking about kicking me out of treatment at that particular time period.
I actually recently asked you that, didn't I?
Yeah, they were thinking about it, and you asked me.
I asked why they didn't.
You asked me if someone is in treatment and someone sneaks in a drug and someone takes it, do they kick you out?
Right.
I said normally they do.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, why didn't they kick you out?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, because I was sincere and I pretty much you know,
came clean.
Clean and was like, listen, I made a mistake. I was vulnerable. Right now, I'm weak. I made a bad decision, and you know, this is what I took, and it was a mistake. And I never looked back.
You didn't do the shaggy. It wasn't me.
No.
And then had a positive drug test standing there.
Yeah, people hate that, especially, you know, in treatment centers and people that are in authority. If you can't own up to your mistakes and be accountable, a lot of people are not going to smile at that. They're not going to want to. They're not going to want to help you out.
No, and the only reason it's not because you messed up, guys. We are all human beings.
Yes.
We are all flawed.
Yes,
and we are all sinners. Flawed, no matter
at the core.
What.
Yep.
So you're going to make mistakes. Things are going to happen. Now, it's acknowledging them and changing the behavior for the future.
Yep.
My husband always says this, which I've been saying forever as well. I really love this one, but it is. A mistake made twice is not a mistake by accident. It's now a decision.
Yes.
You know
yes.
what I mean? If you're repeating the same mistake over and over again and going around the same mountain, there's some kind
of... It's not a mistake anymore. It's a
not
choice.
Not a mistake.
It's
exactly.
A choice.
It's an active choice that you're making. So here on Here's the Sitch podcast, Mike and I love to talk about all things health and wellness and how to better your life. So what better way to better your lifestyle than bettering your sleep?
Oh my God, that is like a definite, that is like a prerequisite.
Exactly. You're not going to live your best life without getting a quality night's sleep.
Definitely not.
So I want to introduce you all to Etitude Sheets. We've talked about them here before on the podcast, and my husband and I are very big fans of them. We know sleep plays an important role in our physical, mental, and emotional health right now. And research shows that adequate sleep helps our bodies fight off infection, which, I mean, hello, COVID?
Oh my God.
We need to pay attention to this,
yes.
right? At a time when our well-being is more important than ever, there's a company we want to tell you about that's working to help you commit to a healthy approach to sleep. Etitude's premium bamboo bedding is changing the way people sleep and live. They are super comfortable, super soft, have perfect breathability through the clean bamboo, and they are antimicrobial and hypoallergenic. Etitude sheets are great for sensitive skin, which I have, and customers have claimed that their skin appearance has improved after switching to Etitude sheets.
Oh, damn.
Etitude is sustainably made. They make every conceivable effort to use recycled materials, keep packaging minimal, I love that, and reduce their carbon footprint at every step of the process. Why not try Etitude? These sheets are amazing, and you guys have a 30-day risk-free trial. If you're not fully satisfied, you can return your sheets for a full refund. They will even cover the shipping.
Well, honey, that right there is a good situation.
Yeah, so of course we have a special offer for our Here's This Sitch listeners. Etitude sheets, they're soft as silk, breathable as linen, but at a price of cotton. You're going to love them. And right now, Here's the Sitch listeners will get 20% off their sheet set and free shipping. Ooh. Just text SITUATION to 64000. The only way to get 20% off your set of Etitude sheets and free shipping is to text SITUATION to 64000. That's SITUATION to 64000.
Honey, if you're not investing in your sleep, that is a situation.
When someone is recovering from any substance, should they consider quitting all substances?
Oh my God. This is like the ABCs that I love, that I actually spoke to Ronnie about in the last episode of Jersey Shore that everyone loved. When you realize that you have an addictive personality, and if anyone is listening and you realize it, and tell them, honey, if you do something all or nothing, then you might have an addictive personality. Yeah. And if you do, you have to go in your brain and think about some of the negative and positive behaviors in your life. And if there's any negative behaviors, you have to take them out. You have to use, you know, your superpower, which can be used in a positive way if you choose to. It could be used for good or it can be used for bad.
Yep.
For instance, today, I don't miss a vitamin. I don't miss a workout. I don't really miss anything because I use everything in my life for good, for the positive. Every single day I strive for progress. And also always implement balance because that is key as well.
And that took a long time, I think, for any addict to realize, because you're such a yo-yo, all or nothing type of person. Yeah. It takes a while to learn the virtue of balance every aspect of your life.
Remember in the beginning, I would go to the gym for 2.5 hours and I would come home and I couldn't do really anything else in the beginning of my recovery. I'd still went to meetings and I was obviously sober, but there was no balance.
You were obsessed with
fitness. Yeah, I was obsessed with fitness. Now, it's good to have positive behaviors, but you always have to remember balance. Today, I go to the gym for 1.5 hours. I don't really ever exceed 2 hours. After 2 hours, you're going to need a protein shake or some sort of nutrients. But then I always, like I said, implement balance, relationships, life, bills, work.
Yeah, you can't spread yourself thin.
Yeah.
And whether for him it was the gym in the beginning, for some of you it might be work, it might be family life. You can't spread yourself thin in one aspect of your life. You really need to be focused on everything, because your life is made up of different relationships and work and finances and religion, and you need to have that time set aside for each part of that of your life so that you're a well-rounded individual and not just, you know, excelling in one area and struggling everywhere else.
No, in my early recovery, I would put down, I don't do this anymore, I do mental notes now, but in my early recovery, I would write down the, you know, categories: mentally, physically, spiritually, personally, professionally, and then any negative or toxic relationships. And I would go through and make a list and eventually start to check off and take away the negatives.
Mm-hmm.
Now I do a mental note in my, or a mental list in, or what is it? A mental list in my
mental
head.
Mental check of mental, that.
Yeah.
But you still do your physical list of other things. It's just you're already surpassed the positive negative balance where you can manage that in your head, but I still see you doing your lists on other things.
I always do my list, you know, and
like
a lot of people hit us up all the time and they're like, you know, how do I quit smoking? Early on in my recovery, I was still, this is 5 years ago, I was still smoking cigarettes, and that was on my negative list.
Yeah.
Smoking was on my negative list, and I kept going through on a daily basis. And I said, you know what? It's kind of hard for me to quit smoking right now, but what I can do is I can smoke less. And I used to smoke maybe like one cigarette, maybe a week. Okay. And I started to increase.
I don't know about that, guys. Maybe one a day.
And then I started to increase my exercise. And when I started to increase my exercise, I noticed that the positives of smoking, or actually the negatives outweighed the positives of smoking. And I couldn't.
Holding you back
In the gym. It was holding me back in the gym. Exactly. Eventually, after weeks and maybe a month or two, I eventually quit smoking and I took it off my negative list. But during when I was trying to take smoking off of my list, and it was still on my list, I would, you know, focus more on fitness. I would focus more on being a kind person, being the best brother I can be.
You would try to do other additional things. Positives to outweigh it.
Yes.
You weren't just letting it live there in its negative
space. I realized that it was hard for me to sort of change that, and I was going to sort of excel in other areas.
Yeah. I think that's really great advice, and I love that you brought up smoking, because it's a big part of when you're newly becoming sober.
Yep.
And the question kind of became twofold, because absolutely, if you are trying to recover from any substance, even if it is just alcohol, you should refrain from 110% of any other substances.
Yep. Abstinence is the key.
Abstinence is key, for sure. And the reason being that it isn't necessarily the substance that's the problem.
It's not. The drugs were just a symptom.
Yes, and the problem is your behavior
yes.
and your relationship with whatever your choice of substance was.
Well, yeah, you're never going to change the fact that you have an addictive personality.
Yep.
But you can change the fact of your behaviors. Mm-hmm. And that's what you do is you replace the negative behaviors with positive ones, and you also implement balance.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people who newly get sober, a lot of them remain smoking cigarettes. Maybe a year, yeah. maybe 6 months, yeah. some people 2 years until they have that nice foundation.
And some continue to smoke because that's just what they want to do.
Yeah. You could do what you need to do, but I think that it's nice to have goals to continue to improve yourself. There's nothing positive for that me, comes from
that. For me, I want to be like the ultimate person that I can be. And smoking is just not in the equation.
Yeah.
It's just, let's just be honest, guys. Smoking is not a negative.
I'm not a smoker. So if your significant other is not a smoker, you're definitely hearing
even
shit
if
too.
You
because
think,
you stink.
Honey, yeah.
It's even just if, so gross.
Even if you think about it, drinking is a negative too.
I agree.
Well, first of all,
it's a depressant. That's a big reason why I don't drink. So I'm not an addict. I have the complete polar opposite personality where I'm like the queen of moderation. Like I could have like a sip of something and never go back to it again.
And I want to say to our listeners that there's nothing wrong if you have a drink we're all different, but let's just be honest. It's not a positive
thing.
Yeah.
It makes me depressed.
You get intoxicated. You get intoxicated, and the next thing you know it, you're not making good decisions. If you drive with it, you get a DUI. You could kill someone. You could kill yourself. I mean, like...
Yeah. There's not much that
comes positive of it. And a lot of times people drink for no reason. And that leads to even more problems.
Yeah.
You know, domestic abuse, issues with relationships.
Yeah, you're just not going to make a clear, positive decision while intoxicated. Whether you're an addict or not... You're just not going to – you have to know that once you pick up that drink or that drug, your decision-making abilities go out the window.
It's all distractions. No one can convince me, all right? And I've lived a crazy, wild life. No one can convince me that drinking and drugs, lead to a good life. If you have drugs and alcohol on your priority list, you're doing life wrong. I'm letting you know right now.
Yeah. It takes a while for people to realize that. You know what I just watched, guys, that I don't think you watched yet, Mike?
What is it?
But I really liked it. It took a few times for me to get through it because I was getting distracted. Uh-huh. But once I got to the end of it, it was a really great story. It was the Beastie Boys story.
You know what? I forgot who said they saw it recently, and it was good.
So I'm a fan of the Beastie Boys. Like, I always have
Sabotage?
Been. Sabotage is excellent.
Sabotage is excellent.
I'm obviously Licensed to Ill, like, just
oh my goodness.
The whole album.
Okay.
I mean.
All right.
But it's so spoofy. And anyway, the story is really great. And the story is very similar, I guess, just different background information and stuff. It's there had a musical,
aspect
and all that kind of stuff. But anyone that's kind of thrust upon fame really quickly is also kind of thrust upon that world of excess, of drinking, of drugging, of money, of... Everyone being a yes man.
Well,
fame.
Well, that's why a lot of big celebrities, they go sober.
Yes.
You know, and even like the big lawyers and people that are in that industry, they know that that lifestyle of craziness is not self-sustainable.
No, it's got two outcomes. It really has one outcome.
You're not going to be able to last.
It really has one outcome.
You know what I mean? If you continue to, if you're listening to this and you have drugs and alcohol on your list, you're not going to be making good decisions. Okay, your relationship is definitely affected. You're probably not going to sleep at the right time because drugs and alcohol affect that. Your sex is affected from it, so now your relationship is. Now maybe someone is cheating on somebody because of all... I mean, it's a mess.
It's just a mess. It's just a shitstorm of epically bad decisions after epically bad decisions. But the Beastie Boys story I thought was really great because it's amazing. Everyone loves a comeback story. Oh, America loves a comeback story.
The comeback is greater than the setback.
Guys, it really is. And I have to tell you, like, I'm not a big crier. Like, I have an emotional side to me. I really do. But I don't cry often.
I love a good cry.
Sometimes I wish I could cry regularly because you feel so much better after you let that emotion out. But it's hard for me to cry.
The day I came home from prison, I watched Avengers. And Tony Stark died, okay? And I cried in Avengers.
Yeah, it was his first time seeing, was it Infinity War?
It wasn't Infinity War.
Endgame. I actually waited. Endgame came out while he was away, and we are huge Avengers fans. So I did not watch it. And if you guys are Avengers or Marvel fans, you know how hard that is. So Endgame, the epic final odyssey and story of this big war, came out with Thanos, and I did not watch it.
Thanos killed everyone.
I did not watch it until he came home. We watched it the night he came home together at home, and he did cry. Like a few tears. It was very sweet. But if you watch this Beastie Boys story, so it's really crazy because when you get thrust upon fame and all this money and all the success, it's an unreal
roller coaster,
and it's hard to grasp when you're going even through it yourself. Yeah. I can imagine, let alone just watching it and trying to understand it. So then to lose that all, which they in their own version did, and have to claw your way back. And then one of the highest points when they clawed their way back, when they actually became musicians and they learned how to play the bass guitar, and they learned to play the drums, and they didn't do this because License to Ill was made to be spoofy, okay? It was made to be a joke. They were making fun of frat boys, and then the frat boys loved it, and then they were like, shit, we got to go on tour and do this. So anyway, epic bad decisions, okay? Because then they're money making on tour, they're in Japan, they're just killing it everywhere, but then they're dying slowly inside.
Yeah.
So then they lose kind of everything. They switch record labels. Everybody goes through that song and dance in the music industry with a nightmare financial situation.
Yeah.
And they dug themselves back into music. And they created Sabotage.
What an awesome record.
And they showed their performance at the MTV Awards, where they killed it. I remember watching that.
Shout out to MTV, our current employer.
I remember watching them perform that show. I had tears of like happiness for them performing that when I watched that. So it was a great story. You should watch it, honey.
Yeah, listen, it kind of reminds me.
I think it's on Apple Plus or Apple TV, one of them.
It kind of reminds me of the conversation I had with my old entertainment lawyer like a week ago. And he was just telling me how it was such a crazy time the first time when Jersey Shore first came around. And he's so happy, you know, where I'm at today. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I had to hit him with the comeback. It's always greater than the setback.
Yeah, you're just so, and they said that in the story that like they had to become wise.
Yeah.
They had to be like, you know, they watched back like the interviews and they were like, yo, and like talking like for the rappers and Run DMC, who they looked up to at the time. And they just had to become wise and had to have life experience.
That's what they say. In order to be mature and wise, you must first be young and dumb.
Yeah. So as our Here's the Sitch listeners know, my husband and I love to lead our life with fitness.
Yep, that's our big thing. Lead life with fitness.
And we are always working out, especially during this quarantine. However, when we are in the gym at the same time, we don't necessarily want to listen to the same music.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where earbuds come in handy.
I know. I'm famous for putting on the Rocky soundtrack. Actually, Rocky IV. And my wife is like flipping out.
Yeah, I do love some Rocky, but not when I'm trying to get down on my fitness. So what I'm trying to tell you guys is I found an amazing company that has these perfect earbuds for a fraction of the price. So before you go drop hundreds of dollars on a pair, you should check out wireless earbuds from Raycon. You already know Raycon earbuds start at about half the price of any other premium wireless earbud on the market, and that they sound just as amazing as the other top audio brands you know. But what you need to know now is that their newest model, the Everyday E25 earbuds, are their best ones yet. They have 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, and a more compact design that gives you a nice noise-isolating fit.
Honey, I actually used these today. I've seen them on YouTube for the past couple weeks, and we just got our pair today, and I'm very, very impressed.
Yeah, so the situation has a situation stamp of approval. Raycon's wireless earbuds are so comfortable. They are perfect for conference calls or binging podcasts like Here's the Sitch right now.
Let's get it.
Now is the time to get the latest and greatest from Raycon. Get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/situation. That's buyraycon.com/situation for 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds. buyraycon.com/situation. Okay, I love this question. Toxic relationship advice, creating healthy boundaries.
Well, it sounds like they answered their own question.
Toxic relationship advice and creating healthy boundaries. So I think that's just something that kind of like everything we talk about, it's so easy to say and it's much harder to do.
Well, no, at the end of the day, you can, and we say this all the time, you can change every single aspect of your life. And one of these aspects is if you have a toxic relationship in your life, and that's something that's negative, something that's affecting your life, something that's affecting your peace. And if so, you need to have a healthy boundary. It's okay to love someone from a distance. You know, there's some certain family members that I love and I'll always love, but I have to love them from a distance and wish them well and send positive vibes sort of from a distance, because, you know, a lot of the times they can be negative and have a problem for every solution.
Right. But I think that their question is how do they go about starting them when they don't know how to, or they've never done it before.
A healthy boundary. A healthy boundary?
You've never had a healthy boundary. I'll be honest with you. I watched Mike create some healthy boundaries. And I think when you do them, it's things that get better over time because you learn how to have that healthy boundary and maintain the relationship if you want to in a only positive manner and in an only way that it'll benefit both of your lives. So I think that in the beginning, you need to just have that that cut the cord type thing. So yeah, like cut, we, you need are, to
we,
cut it
are
out.
Are we talking about a toxic relationship, like a parental toxic relationship?
Anything.
Are we talking about a boyfriend and girlfriend that's
toxic?
They
didn't specify. So I think generally.
Well, give me an example.
I would like to give an example of like a familial, like maybe a parent that's not supportive or a sibling. Because it's someone you will always care about.
Yeah,
so
that's
you don't
an easy
want
one.
Them out of
that's,
your life.
That's an easy one.
So how do you do that boundary then?
That's an easy one. If it's your mother or father, that's fine. You still have to live your life. You have to pay your bills. You have to work every day. You have to get your fitness in. You have to be your best self and live your best life. Your mom or your dad is not going to live your life for you. So if they don't support you, I think you need to lead by example and live a positive life. And they will see that. And yeah. if they don't follow suit and see that, that's their loss at the end of the day. Like I said, honey, help me out here.
You're the only person that's going to change your life,
exactly.
And the better or the worse is you.
Exactly.
So if you have a toxic relationship, guess what? It takes two to tango. So you're partaking in that relationship. So there's just by continuing to converse or socialize or spend time with this negative person, you're adding to it. So you kind of need to take a step back.
Yeah.
And a healthy boundary may mean you don't see that person for weeks at a time. Maybe you only see that person at special holidays and you wish them well and you send them emails or you send them birthday cards and you want what's best for them. But while they're on their own destructive path, you can't have that energy in your life. Like, I think that's a really key thing. I actually shared something on our Here's the Sitch podcast IG today that really spoke to me. So I just want to share it because I feel like this really will add to this conversation right now. And what it is, it's about energy. So Mike and I both often talk about energy and how we feel like we're just on a specific vibe or wavelength.
Frequency.
And frequency where when we only socialize with people that are also on a similar wavelength slash frequency. We might not all be at the same page. We are very diverse, but we all have like a certain positive energy to it where we're not dragging anyone
positive
down.
Positive vibes only.
Right. So when we do interact with some negative people or a negative person comes in the room, it really shakes us to our core because we really keep a tight-knit circle. So I shared this quote. You guys should definitely follow Here's the Sitch podcast on IG. My husband and I both run it, and we share positivity quotes and all different things that speak to us, as well as resources for this podcast. So it goes a little something like this, today's quote, and it is, you cannot grow without energy. Growth is energy plus direction. Be mindful to not put your energy into the wrong direction. So that's why I wanted to bring this up, because by partaking in that toxic familial or personal relationship or coworker relationship, whatever it is, just by you partaking in it, is you putting your energy in the wrong direction.
1,000%.
So by putting up that boundary, it will channel your energy only to the positive relationships and to the relationships that are only feeding you to grow in the right direction.
Yeah, listen, you can't change your mother, father, and some of your siblings, and you're always going to love them. But if there's some sort of toxic relationship in there, you're going to have to put some distance in there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just what it is. I really love that quote, honey.
Me too.
That you post. I was actually very proud, because I actually do most of the posting for the quotes. So I saw you have been, but
I really like to do things that really speak to me. So I have a question I really love, because it's one of those like keep it simple, stupid answers, you know?
What do we got today?
Okay.
I want to hear it.
So what is the best way to drop an argument and move on together without continuing to be upset? That's the key part.
Yes. Okay. Well, first and foremost, I always like to be the first one to apologize. If you're in a relationship, you guys are a team. You have to realize that you are on the same team, and especially in marriage. And at the end of the day, if it has anything to do with ego or pride, like, just let it go. Am I right, honey?
Yeah. I mean, that's usually what it is.
At the end of the day, you have to bring it back to, you know, being, you know, grateful. Is it really that big of a deal? You know, do you have food in your refrigerator? Are your bills paid? Do you have a job? Do you have, you know, your health? At the end of the day, and obviously because of this pandemic, we all know health is the real wealth.
Absolutely. And I love this question today, because this morning when I was doing my cardio, I saw on Lakewood Church's Instagram, which is the
Joel's
church.
Oh, I love Joel.
In Houston, that we
people hate on Joel all the time, but I'm a fan. Yeah,
I don't really care.
Hey, listen, if you have haters, you're doing something right.
Facts. So they posted something today that I loved, and it was Joel and Victoria talking about marriage. And one of their key pieces of advice were to value and respect your spouse. And that sounds really simple when you say it verbally, right? But this was actually a video post, and it was Victoria explaining that when you value something, when something's valuable to you, and like think of like maybe a diamond necklace or something you spent a lot of money on, you're not going to walk in your kitchen and throw it in your junk drawer with like post-its and pencils and whatever else is in there. You're going to put it in its special place. Maybe you lock it up in a safe. Maybe you keep it in a velvet trimmed drawer.
Keeping perspective.
Yes, but you respect that item because you value it. So now you need to treat your spouse with that same level of respect, of thinking about what kind of value do they bring to you. Are you so grateful to have this man or woman in your life to spend the rest of your life with, to build a family with, to build a future with, to build a generation with, and have that love and appreciation for each other? Because if that's the case, then you need to treat that person with that level of respect that you are that person's adding the value to your life.
I totally agree. I also think that respect also has to do with yourself. If you respect yourself,
that's a big part.
You give respect,
yes,
and you get respect back.
Yeah, and the final part of that message was actually right where you're going with that, which is, don't ask something of your spouse that you wouldn't do yourself.
Ooh, very good one. Very good one.
So whatever, if there's something you're demanding of them, or you're saying they're not doing enough of, or that they need to change, take a look in the mirror and see if it's something that you have achieved, if you could change or do better at. And if you're demanding better from them, maybe you need to do the same.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness.
I love that.
I love it.
It really spoke to me today.
Wow.
That's a great resource as well. Lakewood Church, if you guys are into that kind of stuff. I love their IG.
Yeah. Well, listen, also, you know, relying on your faith is very important too. It's not
just, that's why
you
I
know,
follow them.
Yeah, we've relied on our faith for many, many years, you mm-hmm. know, and has gotten us out of a lot of jams, prison, addiction, a lot of things. So I would definitely recommend someone tapping into that,
yes.
you know?
And I share a lot of the Lakewood Church things on Instagram and stuff, and I see all of you guys DMing me, inviting us down and telling us come see it in Houston in person. Well, once quarantine is over, that it's even more amazing in person. So we will definitely be going down there. Yeah,
I have a connection to Joel. Someone recently texted me and said they have it in with Joel, I guess.
Once quarantine is over, we will be heading to Houston and getting some good
FaceTime. It's always good to broaden your horizons, which we all know right now, the most important things in life are not money and possessions. And
not tangible.
Yes. The intangibles are what really matters in life. Love, laugh, you know, family, experience, you know, things like that, guys. The money comes and goes.
Yeah.
And a lot of people say all the time, that's because you got money. Please. I've had money and I've lost it and I've gained it back. So stay in your lane and run your own race.
Yes. And don't pray for God to change your spouse, but ask God what you can do to make your marriage better.
Wow.
So guys, it takes two to tango. I kind of said that before with the toxic relationship question, because if you are in one, you're partaking in it.
Well, it also goes back to, you know, if you realize how hard it was changing yourself, how hard it's going to be changing someone else.
Yeah, that should not be your goal.
I would revert back to yourself trying to be your best self and always
and lead by example.
Yeah, lead by example and always taking the high road. I mean, if I ever get into an argument, I like to always apologize first. I have a mantra of happy wife is a happy life. And I'm fine with it.
Yeah, because he's smart, guys.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening to another podcast with Mike and Lawrence. We don't like to finish any of our podcasts without a positive quote. And I don't think I've said this one before. And I will give you about two of them, which is become better, not bitter. And I think this quote really means a lot right now because we're going through a very uncomfortable time in our country, in the world. And I think this one little quote, to become better, not bitter, will really change your life. It really is. This has been my mantra for 5 years now when anything negative has been going wrong in my life. Become a victor, not a victim.
I like that one.
Okay? So if things are going negative in your life, then guess what? Change directions. You're not a tree. Okay? You know what I'm saying? Like, please. And there's so many areas of your life that can be changed. If right now work is shut down, guess what? It's time to sort of go in a different direction. Be creative. Try something different. And if you don't want to do that, then guess what? We're going to have to, you know, go to something that's a little easier. Try to step on doing more fitness, eating better. Go into nutrition. Be a better person. It costs $0 to be a kind person.
I love that.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening to Here's the Stitch with Mike and Lawrence. Until next time, we always, always have a situation.
Stay safe and healthy, guys. See you next week.
Peace.